There's no I in team, but there is one in Indeed, and that's the hiring platform that you need to build yours. When you're hiring, you need Indeed. Instead of spending hours on multiple job sites searching for candidates with the right skills, Indeed's a powerful hiring platform that can help you do it all. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it makes hiring all in one place so easy because Indeed does the hard work for you. They show you the candidates whose resumes on Indeed fit your description immediately after you post so you can hire faster. Join more than 3 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Start hiring now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Offer good for a limited time. Claim your $75 credit now at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. And support the show by saying that you heard it on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Welcome back, everybody, to MLB DFS Quick Hits. This will be your Friday, September 8th edition. Hope everybody enjoyed the opening night of the NFL action. As a Dolphins fan, we don't get a lot of joys in life. I enjoyed it, but it was a good game. Chiefs looked very impressive. The Patriots will be just fine. Overreactions are always fun in week one, but MLB was interesting last night. The fade Kershaw train, Kluber better than Kershaw, worked out well. I said they were pretty even, but I take Kluber over Kershaw for some of the concerns I had, and at least they came true. It's not good. We wish they would have both pitched well, but Arenado, big day. That paid off in spades. We have 15 games on Monday. Check us out, thesportsdegens.com, at thesportsdegens. You have all kinds of stuff there. You got Bench with Bubba, episode 55, dropped last night with Aaron Torres from Fox Sports Radio, talking college football week one and previewing week two. You got the Saturday Edge week two betting podcast with Doc and company, previewing their top plays of the weekend. You're going to have NASCAR this weekend. You have Around the Bases with Bubba and Mo, episode 28. Really good stuff there with Taylor Blake Ward, the Angels, and more. Tons going on. Tons. You have the two-point conversion pod with myself, James, and Bucks breaking down the week one DraftKings slate. Give that a listen. Lots of good stuff there. And there's tons more. There's the SD prediction piece for the NFL awards, winners, the works, Survivor, and the list goes on and on. We got UFC 215 this weekend. One of the main event got scratched because Ray Borg is sick, so Ray Borg and Mighty Mouse are off. But you still have Shevchenko getting her belt chance finally against Nunez. But good stuff there. Doc will have a little something for you. We are too many conflicting schedules this week to record a pod, unfortunately, but Doc will have you covered with some info on the fights. But you are here for MLB DFS, and we keep grinding through the final month of baseball. Again, like I said, 15-game slate. Let's take a quick look at your weather. You got wind blowing in Toronto, Detroit at Toronto, wind blowing in from center field at 11 miles an hour. Obviously, it only matters if the roof is open. If it's open, though, that is a nice look in there. You have Baltimore at Cleveland, wind blowing in from left center at about 11-plus miles an hour. Cincinnati and the Mets blowing across the field. Milwaukee, Chicago, this is big. Wind blowing in from left center at 11 miles an hour. Gives a boost to some pitching there, potentially. White Sox, Giants blowing across the field. It's chilly. It'll help there. Then Houston, Oakland blowing out to left center. Nothing too crazy. No rain in the forecast, at least for now. Stay safe down there in Florida, guys. That's going to be pretty nasty, it looks like. Let's look at the totals on your slate. Phillies, Nationals, 7.5. Tigers, Blue Jays, 9. Orioles, Indians, 9. Reds, Mets, 9.5. Rays, Red Sox, 8.5. Marlins, Braves, 9.5. Waiting on the Brewers, Cubs, of course. Yankees, Rangers, 10. Giants, White Sox, 9. Twins, Royals, 9.5. Pirates, Cardinals, 8.5. Padres, Diamondbacks, 9.5. Astros, A's, 9. Rockies, Dodgers, 8. Anaheim Angels, and the Seattle Mariners, 9.5. So as you can tell, tons of high totals in this one. Lots of 9s and aboves. Going to be some offense, as we expect. Let's look at the pitching. Your top arm on the slate. top price, top arm, top everything. Mad Max Scherzer, $13,300 at home against the Philadelphia Phillies. Mad Max, you know, he had a hiccup his last time out. Only went 5 innings, 2 Ks for 10.9 points. But that's coming off an injury. Hopefully he goes longer. He should go longer. Everything points to being fine. He looks good. Even his bullpen in between starts looked good. He's ready to rock and roll as he left it with the bruised calf his last outing. That's why he left early. He's been getting beat up left and right. But everything went well in the pen. You hope he's fine. At 13-3, he better be fine. He's averaging almost 22 points a game on the year in his two starts versus Philly. At home, averaging about 28 points a start. It's Mad Max. I don't need to go too deep into how great this man is, especially when he faces a Phillies team, strikes out almost 24% of the time. Max is striking out over 35, and they have the lowest total on a slate of 2.37. Lefties 302, righties 174. Didn't mention with your Vegas lines, Mad Max is a minus 340 favorite. Only Pat Corbin at minus 250, Stroman at minus 220. Are your other highest ones on a slate? Darvish minus 190. So Scherzer is your guy for me tonight. I'm going to leave Darvish alone. If he pitches great, he pitches great. I can't trust him at all. If you want a GPP play of 10,000 or above, it's not pretty. They don't strike out a ton in the Royals, as I mentioned with Kyle Gibson, and it showed. Yeah, you got Urban Santana, $10,300 if you want to go there. He's been outstanding this year. The Royals haven't really let him dominate them like he's dominated other teams. Like I said, they don't strike out a ton, so be careful there. They have a middle-of-the-pack 4.66 run total, lefties 280, righties 305. You're not like purposely going out to target Royals bats, which you don't hate them, but you're not targeting them, but you're also not running to play Santana, which makes him an intriguing GPP option. But my guy up top is Scherzer at 13-3. Now we go into the 9K range, and if you're not paying up, this is your top arm on the slate. Patrick Corbin, a MLB DFS gem these days for quick hits. We've been riding this train for a while, as many thought he wasn't worth it. 19 at Coors, which 32-2, 28-4, 34-5, 31-4, 22-1, had a hiccup. Then 16-3, 25-7, 15-1. This guy has been outstanding, striking out six or more in almost every start outside of that Coors start in his last like six starts. Five of his last six have six or more Ks, most seven or more. He's been lights out facing a Padres team who we love to target, especially when they strike out almost 25.5% of the time versus left-handed pitching. You have Corbin striking out over 22%. Great swinging strike rate, ground ball rate over 50%. Padres team total 389, lefties 291, righties 339. There are some Padres to target. You are playing in, Coors Light there in Arizona. We can get into like Perella and Margot and Will Myers and Hedges behind the dish. And then, they have Caesar. There's a bunch of guys now with the calls. Blash is always interesting. There's options to target against the GPPs, but I love Corbin tonight. I'm not going to be running to target him. I make enough lineups where I might have some contrarian action out there. But Corbin's my guy tonight at 9,500. If you want to maximize Scherzer and find some of our value plays we talk about, like Moroff, he had points last night. Albies is always there. You had Luplow, had a two-run double. There's guys down there you can gamble on. Nick Williams will be cheap again, most likely. So we got options there, but Corbin at 95, definitely my top option outside of Scherzer tonight. You slip down, you got a GPP play on Masahiro Tanaka at 9,100. Tanaka's been outstanding, averaging 21.6 his last 10. He faced Texas once this year, 8 innings, 3 hits, no earned, 2 walks, 9 Ks for 33 DraftKings points. Like I said, he's been very, very good, basically 20 or more in 3 straight. Good hitting environment in Texas and Arlington, always a good hitting environment. They do strike out a lot. They strike out over almost 23.5% of the time, which we love. Great swinging strike rate from Tanaka, almost 50% ground ball rate. It is Texas, though, so you expect the ball to move there. That's the scary part of the situation. They have a team total of 4.77. That's like the top. It's a little above the halfway mark. Lefty's 3.19, righty's 3.28. It's risky. It's a GPP play. I will roll a couple Tanaka lineups out there because the upside's tremendous, but just beware it could get ugly in Arlington. When you drop below, so in the 9Ks, it's Corbin, Tanaka, pretty simple. When you drop below the 9Ks and the 7s and the 8s, there's a lot of interesting targets here. We start with the one like Jimmy Nelson. With the wind blowing in, it's even nicer. But no one's going to play him against the Cubs. He's $8,700, coming off a 37.6 point performance against the Nationals, and then at LA, 23.4. He's been very, very solid this year. He's only averaging about 11 points a game versus the Cubbies, but it is 11 Ks in 11 innings pitched. You look at the Cubs, they're striking out over 22% right now. Nelson over 27% K rate, over 50% ground ball rate. That wind blowing in is huge to me. Lefty's 308, righty's only 294 versus Slippin' Jimmy. It's risky because it's the Cubs, but you know, we saw what they did. They blew up last night. But overall, they have not really been dominating the way the Cubs dominate this year. So GPP-wise, Jimmy Nelson could be very interesting. I'm going to build a Tanaka-Nelson lineup, two GPP darts if they both hit. Will definitely put me higher up in the pack, and it's worth a gamble, in my opinion. The top guy in this range is Colin McHugh at $8,500 at the Oakland Athletics. Colin doesn't have like that extreme upside. He can get you like he had 28.5 a couple starts ago in Anaheim. For the most part, he's going to hover around that 20 to 25 range, which I'll take all day long at 8,500. He's facing an Oakland team, which he faced once this year, 6 innings, 6 hits, no earned, 3 Ks for 18.7. Oakland, you know, they do hit well, especially at home. They have some thump. We will target McHugh with some bats, but I also like his upside against the A's, a 25% K rate. McHugh striking out almost 23%. Big fly ball guy, which is a little terrifying, especially with that wind blowing out in Oakland. That's not always a good thing. Big ballpark, but still, the ball will carry. It's not as hard as it was recently, which will help. But you're facing an A's team with a 4-2-1 total. Lefties 342, righties 299. So McHugh's definitely in play. Bats for some A's bats are as well, but McHugh in play. Yeah, like Luke Weaver at 8,400. The guy is priced up finally. He's been outstanding. He's been striking out the world. A 30.2, a 27.4, a 36.8 his last three starts. 10, 10, and 9 on the strikeout column. I love everything about Luke Weaver. We've been riding Luke Weaver. Price tag keeps climbing with Luke Weaver. Problem is the Pirates don't strike out a lot. 19% K rate. He's got a big ground ball rate. If you want to take the gamble with him, zero problem with that. Pittsburgh 382 totals, fourth lowest on the slate. In the small sample, lefties are only hitting 210 while righties hit 329 off Weaver. Reverse splits action there. So he's in play. Just beware the Pirates don't strike out a ton, but the kids looked great. He's definitely worth a look. A guy like Lucas Giolito at $8,300, I'm a big fan of. Good hitting environment in Chicago, as usual. Winds blowing out across the field, a little out to right. Not a ton, though. Giolito's looked phenomenal his last two starts. 35-4 against Tampa, 23-6 against Detroit. He had the 10 Ks against Tampa. 7 innings in both starts, one earned, no earned. Lots to like there. You got the Giants bats who, you know, came out of Coors hitting okay, but it was Coors. As a whole, not a great team. There are some bats I do like, and the problem is they don't strike out a lot either. 19.5% K rate. Giolito striking out about 24%, ground ball 45. Still gives up a lot of hard contact. And the Giants team total is 443. Lefties 320, righties 243. So I do like Giolito a lot, but like McHugh, I will target him with some bats in other lineups, but McHugh and Giolito are two of your top guys in this range. As you drop down some more, you could go with Marcus Stroman at 81 because you're getting a tremendous discount. I don't know how healthy he is. They say his bullpens went well after taking a line drive off his arm. You're facing the Tigers, who are pretty hot at home recently. They go to Toronto, a good hitter's ballpark. The wind will be blowing in if the roof is open. And they strike out over 22% of the time. Stroman 61% ground ball rate, 20% K rate. So you could go with Stroman and could that discount at $8,100. It's a huge discount for Stroman. Much better at home this year than on the road. But just be aware, Tigers are hot right now, so keep that in mind, but not bad. If you want to gamble at $7,800, you got Mike Clevinger. Big strikeout stuff. 27-1, 31-9 his last two, 6-9 in the strikeout departments. He only had 1 and 2 walks. His problem usually is walks, or he'll hang one. When you look at Clevinger, though, Baltimore strikes out about 22% of the time. He's striking out over 27%, but that 12.2% walk rate will get you in trouble. Good hard contact rate as well. So it's a GPP only because Baltimore is hot, could blow you up. They do have one of the lower totals at 4-2-3. Lefties 353, righties 265. When Clevinger's been on, even against some of the best teams in baseball, he's been very, very good. That's what keeps him on my radar tonight. I'm not running to stack him in like all kinds of lineups, but I'm not going to ignore him completely because he does have really, really good stuff. And the Indians, 15 in a row. You know, the streak's not going to go forever, but they're white hot at home. Wind's blowing in from left center. There's a lot to like with Clevenger tonight, but at the same time, you wouldn't be surprised if he gets blown up. So he's a good GPP play, especially at $7,800, because he can get you that 20-point performance in a heartbeat. And then last but not least in this range, you have the likes of Drew Pomeranz at $7,700 at home against the Tampa Bay Rays. Tampa Bay is a scary bat to fade. I'm not all in on Pomeranz. The reason I do like Pomeranz, though, is there is tremendous strikeout upside. He's faced him three times this year. He's got 19 Ks and 13 in the third innings, also nine homers. He's averaging 13.2 a start against Tampa, so it's not like world earth-shattering stuff. But you're facing a team that strikes out 26% of the time. He's got a 24% plus K rate. You keep it on your radar, that's for sure. Tampa Bay's team total is one of the lower ones at 4.08. Lefties 376, righties 295. Reverse splits off Pomeranz. So Pomeranz at 77 is in play. He's kind of risky, just like Clevenger, just like some of these other guys. Definite upside in the strikeout department. Limit the walks. He can put in a decent quality start for you. So in this 7 and 8 range, I told you it's pretty loaded with some interesting upside options. I go McHugh 1, Nelson 2, Giolito 3, Pomeranz 4, Weaver 5, Clevenger 6. I'm very high on Clevenger. I have him 6 due to he's got the highest risk. So it just depends on how you want to play risky. Those are kind of the order. That's more like how it's like McHugh's the best option, then Nelson, Giolito, but then risky-wise, you know, Pomeranz, Clevenger, Weaver just because they don't strike out a ton. But I love all those guys. I'll mix and match them as I go. I'm going to try not to go below 7K if I don't have to, but if you do, a couple names. Trevor Williams, $6,800 at the St. Louis Cardinals. Williams, you know, he doesn't light the world on fire, but he puts some decent starts together from time to time. Facing a Cardinals team that strikes out about 22% of the time versus righties. Williams is a huge strikeout guy, good ground ball guy, though. And he Pirates team total, where'd you go? They have one of the lowest ones on the slate. I'm looking for the Cardinals team total. That's more like it. Cardinals team total, 468, middle of the pack. Lefties, 324. Righties, 301. So it's not a horrible play. Just beware. And also, the Cardinals finished late last night. They'll be flying in from San Diego. So you can play that angle if you like. And then Jose Urena, it's an interesting one. You're taking a guy in Atlanta, which is never fun. But he's pitched pretty decent of late, especially for a $6,500 price tag. 15, a 4.2, a 15-1, a 14-5, 19-1, 25-6, 10-5, 19-3 with a couple hiccups in there as well. With Urena, it's kind of an all-or-nothing thing. Facing a Braves team that's got a 4.74 total, lefties 3.14, righties 3.06. So neither side really lights him up. And you got a K rate. Braves strike out about 19.4% of the time. He's not a big strikeout guy, so it's not like the most ideal play in the world, but Urena's there as well. So your punts, you got Williams and Urena down below. I'm going to try to stay out of there if I can, but if you have to, we go there and maybe something else will open up. Because as you can tell in the last week, it's September and guys are getting scratched left and right all over the diamond. So your pitching recap, you got Scherzer up top, Santana 2 if you want that gamble. In the middle, Corbin, definite one there. Tanaka, 2. And then McHugh, Nelson, Giolito, Pomeranz, Clevenger, Weaver in the middle. Down below, Williams, Urena. Let's take a look at your bats. We start at the catcher's position. I believe Gary Sanchez has finished his suspension in baseball. He should be back tonight. There's still a big O next to his name on DraftKings. Hope that deters people. He's 4,500 against Mr. Perez in Tejas. The Yankees 5.23 total, second highest on the slate. Lefties 308, righties 358 off Martin Perez. Gary Sanchez, GPP play. You slide on down, you slide on down. You got Travis d'Arnaud, 3,600 versus Amir Garrett. He is back for the Reds in that matchup. Good matchup there with d'Arnaud. It's in New York, of course, but they have a 4.78 total. Lefties 382, righties 387. He didn't do much better in the minors when he got sent down, so keep an eye on him tonight. You like Realmuto at 35 if you want to pay for that, but I'm going to slide on down some more. Yasmani Grandal versus Marquez at 3,400 is interesting. Grandal's a GPP type play. It's kind of an all or nothing. Lefties 318, righties 336 off Marquez. Keep him in mind, but our boy Bruce Maxwell's up to 3,300 now. God, he's been hot, and we've lost our extreme value. I still don't mind him at 33, especially against McHugh. We mentioned lefties will target against McHugh. So Maxwell at 33 is in play. Just remember all these guys we got cheap, and we're on them for a while before they blew up. It's always good to see that kind of thing. You scroll down, maybe Nick Hundley cracks the lineup for the Giants versus Giolito at 3,100. When I mentioned that Giants earlier, lefties 320, righties 243 out Giolito, so be careful with that, but it's an interesting play in a smaller ballpark. You got a guy like Miguel Montero for Toronto against Buck Farmer at 3,100. I like that quite a bit. In Toronto, lefties 314, righties 373 off Buck, so keep Montero in mind at 3,100. Yeah, Roberto Perez or Yan Gomes, both 3K for the Indians versus Wade Miley. That is a very, very sexy play right there at $3,000. Lefties 283, righties 363 off Miley. So Yan Gomes, Perez, good plays there. Preferably Gomes if he can crack the lineup. Steven Vogt, 3K versus John Lackey. Don't mind that at all. We'll keep an eye on him. As you scroll down, you got the likes of Kevin Smith for the White Sox at 2,900 versus Matt Moore is a very nice play. Lefties are hitting more better than righties, but righties are hitting them just fine. Moore's been really bad this year, especially on the road. So you're going to get the White Sox with some discounts. Kevin Smith at 29. If Rafi Lopez starts instead of Miguel Montero, he's 29. Not bad either for the Jays. You slide around some more. You got like Wilson Ramos at 2,900 versus Drew Pomeranz. With Palm, we already mentioned lefties are better than righties. You got the reverse splits action going on there. Tucker Barnhart, 2,900 versus Lugo. I like that quite a bit. Martin Maldonado at 29 versus Leak if you want to be different. I don't hate it. Not one of my top plays, but Maldonado, we saw the power he brings to the table, so he's definitely worth a look. As you slide down, like Plawecki, if he gets to start over day or not, Plawecki's only 2,700 versus Amir Garrett. That is a very good value play. Very, very good value play. As we go down the list, maybe Carson Kelly gets to start for St. Louis since Yadier's been catching like crazy. He's 2,500. We're going to have to see what kind of value pops out. Jason Castro at 24 versus Ian Kennedy. Some very, very good value there. I like that as a punt play down below. As we get down to the bottom here, we're going to have to just check lineups. There's like Austin Hedges is only 2,100 versus Pat Corbin. So if you're going to fade Corbin or just want to punt one play on a complete fade, he's only 2,100. We know the power Austin Hedges brings to the dish. So that is worth a look there. We'll have to wait and see what other options come out for you at the catcher's position. First base, where we will be loaded. Goldschmidt should be back tonight. He's 5,300 versus Jordan Lyles. Lyles is not that good. Lefties 291, righties 339. Extremely small sample size there. Like Joey Votto at 52 versus Seth Lugo is outstanding. Don't mind Bellinger at 48, but I'd go Votto first. You got Freeman versus Urena. Edwin Encarnacion versus the lefty Miley at 47 is awesome. Outstanding play. Carlos Santana is not bad either at 47. He hits very well from the right side. Edwin versus lefty is always a target, so it makes Santana lower owned for sure. Anthony Rizzo at 47 versus Jimmy Nelson. If you're not using Nelson, that is in play, as we mentioned earlier with Slip and Jimmy. Lefty's 308, righty's 294. So Rizzo, just remember that wind blowing in, but Rizzo not bad at 47. Justin Smoke at 47 is great versus Farmer. I know the reverse splits. Righty's hit Farmer better. I don't care. Smoke at 47. You're going to target Farmer. He's going to be in play tonight. Our boy Matt Olson's up to 4,500. Our A's are priced up. This is horrible. First base outfield eligible Olson at 45. I do love it still. It's a great, great spot versus McHugh. Olson's been crushing the baseball. 7 homers in his last 10 games. Just dominating the baseball. Good play at 4,500. You go down to guys like Lucas Duda at 43. Joey Gallo versus Tanaka is a GPP play at 42. I don't hate that at all. Kendrys Morales is red, red hot. If you don't want to play Smoke, Morales at 4K can save you some money. Have very good upside just like Smoke in the same matchup. So I don't mind that at all with Morales at 4K. I almost might prefer that to save some cash. CJ Cron at 4K against Mike Leake I like a ton. Cron's been showing power both sides of the plate, especially from the right side. The Angels are hitting the ball really, really well of late. 4.60 total tonight. Lefties 3.45, righties 3.02. Cron's still in play for me there. Like Matt Holliday, 3,900 versus Martin Perez, another really nice value play. Since Holliday's come back, he's not hitting for average, but he's hitting for power, averaging 7 points a game with 2 homers in his last 10 games. He's 3,900 versus Perez, so we'll definitely be looking there. As I mentioned earlier, Yankees second highest total. Lefties 308, righties 358. A guy like Josh Bell versus Luke Weaver at 38 could be in play for some value. You got the likes of Yonder Alonso versus Nolasco. We do like that a lot. Nolasco's all or nothing slider, all this good stuff people like to talk about, but when you can fade him, it's always fun too. Seattle's got a 490 total, one of the higher ones. Lefties 329, righties 393. So Seattle will be a nice play tonight. Yonder Alonso at 37, a part of that, usually batting second in front of the thump of Cano and Cruz and company. I mentioned Will Myers. He went deep last night with a two-run dong. He's 37 versus Corbin. If you are looking to fade, he's averaging 9.3 his last 10, stealing a lot of bases. With Corbin, like we said earlier, lefties 291, righties 339, and you're in a very good hitter's ballpark in Arizona if you choose to go that way. I'm not running to do it, but it's there. A guy like Chris Davis, good GPP play at 3,600 versus Clevenger. Not hating on that at all. Slide down to like a Luis Valbuena. We mentioned the lefty-righties averages versus Leak. Valbuena's 3,600, first base, third base eligible versus Mike Leak. Another nice lower-priced option with some power in that matchup. The Washington Nationals tonight have a total of 513 towards the fourth highest. Lefties 358, righties 412 facing Jake Thompson. Jake Thompson of the Philadelphia Phillies. Adam Lind, not lighting the world on fire, but he's 3,600 in a very, very nice matchup tonight against Thompson. You look at a guy like Jose Abreu. This price is criminal. The Giants have been messing with their rotation. Maybe they're priced down for Bumgarner or something, but Abreu at home against Matt Moore. Abreu had 14 points because of a homer his last game. He took Kluber deep yesterday. He's averaging 9.4 his last 10 with three homers. He's facing Matt Moore, and he's $3,500. That's your guy right there. That's your guy. White Sox have a team total of 457, lefties 444, righties 319. Jose Abreu. That is outstanding. You go down to some more guys if you want to go deeper, like Matt Davidson is first base, third base play. Abreu at first, play Davidson at third for 3,300 against Matt Moore. Insane. Yeah, wow. You got like Ryan Healy at 33 as a lower priced option. Farther down you go, it gets much bleaker, of course. But Kenneth Vargas, 3K, he's always a punt power play down below. Pedro Alvarez cracks the lineup. He's 29. I'd rather go elsewhere with my money, but he's there. Candelario's 2,700 versus Stroman. I don't hate that as a GPP type play. You got Ryder Jones at 2,500. Other than that, we'll have to check lineups and see what other options are out there. But yeah, that Jose Abreu pricing, Matt Davidson against Moore are cray cray. Second base, Daniel Murphy at 51 is outstanding. Jose Ramirez at 54. Both great plays. Brian Dozier swinging it well. Righty or lefty, he's 5K. Robbie Cano versus Nolasco at 46 might be one of your top options tonight. Those guys I mentioned already are phenomenal plays. Don't hate them at all. But Cano at 46 versus Nolasco, given Cano has not homered in quite some time. So beware there. You got a guy like Starling Castro who we love to target versus lefties. Castro's 4,400 tonight in a great hitting environment in Texas versus Martin Perez. That's a really, really solid play there. Scooter Jeanette at 44, I like a ton versus Lugo as well. So if you don't want to pay up top, there are definite options to be had. You slide down to like a Jed Lowry at 41. D. Gordon at 41, I like that D. Gordon play. He'll be sneaky, always incredibly low on facing Fulton Nevich, who when we look at the Marlins, 476 total, righties 314, lefties 374 versus Fulte. So keep him in mind there. Like Paul DeJong at 4K, Ian Happ at 4K versus Nelson. They're not horrible. Not running to play them, though. If you slide down, Neil Walker at 37 versus Lackey, I'm a little more in tune by. Rubio Dora is a GPP play versus Tanaka at 37 is interesting. I like Joe Panic a lot at 36. The guy is on fire. It was not a Coors only thing. He was on fire going into Coors. He's averaging 12 points his last 10 games. Sure, in Coors, he went nuts. 29, 16, 22. It was too cheap there. But even outside of Coors, 9, 3, but then a couple zeros and a 2, a 19, and a 20. Those are at San Diego. He's been hitting better on the road than at home. Well, he's at Chicago, a good hitting environment, 3,600. And we mentioned lefties versus Giolito. Righties 243, lefties 320. So Panic at 36 is a nice lower priced option tonight. So you go down a little farther, you got the likes of Adrian's at 3,400, Yomer Sanchez at 34, Alan Hansen at 34, both versus Moore. They already said how lefties hit Moore better than righties. Sanchez took Kluber deep. He's second base, third base eligible. Hansen, second base, outfield. I'd go Sanchez over Hansen in a heartbeat. Cesar Hernandez, 33, if you're fading Scherzer. Yoan Moncada, he's $3,200. He hasn't been in the lineup in quite some time. Well, he's there yesterday, I guess. He went 0-3, but he's just coming back from his injury. He hasn't done much since his return, so be careful there. He strikes out a lot, but $3,200 versus Moore could be another nice value. You got Ben Zobrist at 3K versus Nelson. He's slumping, doubled yesterday. So keep him in mind. Daniel Descalso at home versus Jordan Lyles, second base outfield eligible at 3K, is a very, very nice value play in that matchup. Don't mind Descalso a lot. He's been playing a lot. Our boy Albies is up to 2,900. DK, you're screwing with my boys. Albies 2,900, still great value there, batting in the middle of that order. Big RBI double in the ninth last night. Nine more DraftKings points, averaging 7.8 his last 10. Got like Ryan Goings at 3,800, second base shortstop eligible versus Farmer. So as always, there's going to be some options down below here as we scroll through. But a couple right there, like Max Moroff, 2,600 versus Weaver. He was, I believe, 25 yesterday or 22. He's 20. He's up to 29 yesterday, 22 the day before. But he's got, here's his game log, 7, 7, 30, 7. All below 3K. He's 26 again tonight versus Weaver. If Cowart cracks the lineup for the Angels, which he's not going to do nearly enough anymore with Phillips coming over, he's 26 versus Leak, would make for a play there. Lineups come out late out on the coast, so that's the only downside. Other than that, as always, check your lineups. Nothing really stands out at the moment, but stuff will come to fruition. Going over to third base, Jose Ramirez yet again, 54. You got Machado at 52. I like Donaldson a lot at 52 versus Farmer. Toronto, serious play today. Freeman is in play at 48, but Jake Lamb at home against Jordan Lyles at 46 is your top play on the third base position. That is a phenomenal price. He's the sixth third baseman down the list. 4,600 is he should be closer to 5. A great play there. I don't care if he duds. It's a phenomenal spot. Travis Shaw at 42 is okay. Gallo at 42. I take the gamble on Gallo over Shaw. Got Longo against Pomeranz. Longo does like his lefties. We know Pomeranz lefties are hitting better than righties. He's 4,100. Arenado's only 41 versus Darvish. We love them at 39 versus Kershaw. I don't hate him versus Darvish. For one, Darvish is getting hit a lot. If he's on, he's on. It's just, it is what it is. But he's getting hit a lot. Lefties do hit him way better than righties. But he's also not going too deep into games even when he's not getting hit. So you get some bullpen action and whatnot. So Arenado at 41, you're getting a huge discount on an MVP caliber bat. You take him against pretty much everybody, regardless of the outcome. That's just a discount that's worth having in your lineups, especially for GPPs. Cash, not so much. He's not as sure a thing. But GPP is very nice play again at 4,100. You like Eduardo Escobar at 39, not bad. Todd Frazier, if you want a GPP punt, we know Frazier is pretty much hot garbage, but when he does hit, it's usually a home run. Yeah, averaging 6.2 his last 10, $3,900 in a great environment in Texas versus Martin Perez. You know, I don't mention Frazier often, so when I do, it's at least got some livelihood to it. He's in play for GPPs. You got Kyle Seager at 37, not bad at all. Jose Reyes, 37 versus Garrett. He switch hits. You'll get a lot of Cincy bullpen, I have a feeling, with Garrett tonight. So keep him in mind. Moustakas at 36 and Castellanos at 36, both against decent matchups in Santana and Stroman, but very good discounts for two very good bats. Moustakas over Castellanos for me, but both very solid bats. You got Valbuena at 36 at well. He'd be over both of them against Leak, in my opinion, out of those three in the 36 range. You got Yomer Sanchez again at 34, but Matt Davidson at 33. That's your White Sox you're playing at third base. If you're playing one, that is a steal against Matt Moore. The White Sox should be chalky. I think they better be chalky. If Moore shuts you down, he shuts you down. But that's a phenomenal matchup and a great park. You're not pitching in San Francisco. You're pitching in Chicago. That is really nice. When you go down at J.D. Davis at a $2,900 third baseman for Houston, if he cracks the lineup, it's okay. But Dietrich at 28 versus Fulton Nevich is outstanding. That is a great play. Lefties versus Fulty. Dietrich's, you know, he's not as hot as he once was. Still playing okay, but pretty good option there. He's not playing every day, but he's 28. Ryu Ruiz, 28 versus Urena in that same matchup. Mentioned Candelario earlier at 27. If Camargo cracks the lineup, he's shortstop, third base for Atlanta at 27. But where's my guy? You got Urshela for Cleveland. If he cracks the lineup, he's $2,700 as well versus Miley. You got Yandy Diaz. He's day-to-day, but he would be 34 versus Miley as an interesting play as well. You look at the likes, as I have to scroll down again because I had to search for that. 1 second. I got a good one down here I want to tell you about. So after Urshela, yeah, like Matt Chapman at 26. Always a play, always too cheap. He's one of the ones the price tag doesn't go up. Don't understand that one. Don't understand that at all. But where's my boy? There he is. $2,300. This is a great punt. Tremendous upside. Still hasn't gone deep yet, but he's hit 280 in a short time. If you listen to Bench with Bubba episode 54 with the Welsh, we talked about prospects, especially from last year's Arizona Fall League. His name's Brian Anderson. He's $2,300. He's a right-handed bat, so we'd like lefties over against Fulty instead of righties, but he's got a ton of pop in the minors. He hasn't shown it yet in his short time with the team, but his game logs, 3-9-7-5-0-3. He had 12 last night. He's been the bottom pricing, like 22 and below. He's 2,300 versus Fulton Nevich tonight. So he's a very, very good punt play. If he goes 0-for, I can take it, but the upside, tremendous with Anderson. He's a lot like Chapman to me, except Chapman's proven he can go deep. So those two guys are really interesting punts. I like Anderson as a sneaky play tonight. Obviously, Lamb, Arenado, those other guys up top are still phenomenal options. Shortstop, Lindor, big day yesterday. He's 5,300. I said it yesterday. Prefer him from the right side instead of the left. Good spot versus Miley. Miley's shown signs of being good at times. We've used him at times. We're not using him tonight. If he pitches great, so be it. I am not standing in front of that Cleveland offense right now. Not a chance in hell. Lefty's 283, righty's 363 versus Miley. Trey Turner at 53, not bad. You look at guys like Correa at 47 versus Cotton. Cozart at 45 versus Lugo. Love me some Gregorius at 43 versus Perez. Another, again, Yankee. Good matchup. Didi loves his lefties. Jorge Polanco at 42. I'm starting down here with Gregorius, Polanco. I don't mind Lindor up top at all. Don't mind him at all. But I'm going Gregorius, Polanco. I'll have some Lindor. But Polanco at 42 versus Kennedy. Guy continued to hit the baseball well. Keep him in mind. Marwin Gonzalez is heating up. Outfield shortstop. He's $4,100. Last couple games, 16, 2, 8, 20, 16 after a big-time slump. That's 3 16 or more in his last five, 8 or more in 4 of his last five. He's $4,100 versus Cotton, so he definitely got to keep an eye on that one. You go down to the likes of I hate that he's up to $3,900. We were playing him at bottom basement pricing not too long ago. Oh, no, different guy. Never mind. Eduardo Escobar, 39, is not horrible. Averaging 11 points his last 10. You go to guys like Andrelton Simmons at 37. Jose Reyes at 37 as well. Like both of them. B-Craw, 35 versus Giolito, could be a nice value play at the shortstop position. Adrian's at 34 is not horrible. Jose Peraza, 34 is Lugo, is not horrible. I scroll some more, though. We're going to get to some I really, really like. Ketel Marte at 31 versus Jordan Lyles. Like I mentioned, Descalso's cheap. I like Marte as well at 8 points yesterday. Averaging about 6 his last 10. Sneaky prospect, bad at 3,100. The farther down you go, everyone's going to run to play Eric Gonzalez. He's bought started for Ramirez. He double-donged yesterday. Good little ball player. Not like crazy, but he has a right-handed bat versus Miley, second base shortstop. If he cracks the lineup, he's 29. Can't ignore him at all, especially at that price tag. Ryan Goings, 28. Galvis, 27. If you feel like fading Scherzer at 28, my bad. Where's my boy? Max Moroff's 26. Mentioned him already. You go down. Alex Mejia's 2,300 versus Williams for St. Louis. Cheap shortstop punt, basically, if you need to go there. But where's my boy? I missed him. Give me 1 second here to find this. Where'd you go? Sorry, this is great radio. I know. But I got to find this play for you before we move on. I can't move on without mentioning unless his price went through the roof, which will make me quite, quite sad. That's probably how I passed him. His price probably did go through the roof. But, yeah, I don't see him. We'll have to keep looking for him. Head into the outfield. You got Mike Trout, $5,600, always in play. Keep playing him as often as you can. You got Stanton at 56, hasn't homered in a game or two, so beware. But J.D. Martinez against Lyles at 55 is, if you're not playing Trout, you're playing J.D. Hopefully both. Those are great plays. You got into guys like Buxton, kind of cooling down. He's 4,900. George Springer has been swinging a good bat, 49 versus Cotton. I don't mind that at all. Justin Upton versus Leake at 49 is definitely in play. Don't sleep on Kiermaier. People see the lefty-lefty. They won't know that Pomeranz gets smoked by lefties. Kiermaier is hitting everything right now. He's $4,800, averaging 11.1 his last 10. Swinging a really, really good bat in those last 10. He's got 6 homers and 3 stolen bases, 14 RBIs, 23 runs scored. He is just fire right now. So keep an eye on Kiermaier. Aaron Judge went deep yesterday facing Perez in New York, in Texas at 48. It's not bad at all. I mentioned Bellinger earlier. Benintendi versus Archer is a nice GPP play at 47. Adam Duvall is always worth the look. Like J.J. Redick at 46, I don't hate at all. Steven Souza Jr. at 45. Olsen at 45. Pollock at 45 is good. Arizona, people, don't forget Arizona, please. They have the highest total on the slate at 561. Lefties 424. Righties 355. So they shouldn't be forgotten, but just don't. Matt Joyce at 44 versus McHugh is very nice. He's hitting it really, really well, averaging 10.2 his last 10 with 3 homers in those 10 games. Yeah, Ozuna at 44. Austin Jackson at 43. I do like that a lot. Against Miley, Jackson loves his left. He's swinging a really good bat, averaging 9.3 his last 10, 11 more points last night. Austin Jackson at 43, always overlooked. He is definitely in play. A guy like Bautista at 43 versus Farmer, he's been very, very quiet, but he's not bad. Shinsu Chu is swinging it well. Even if you're not going to stack against Tanaka, not a bad one-off at 4,300 with upside. Mentioned lefties versus Darvish. Charlie Blackman, just like I said about Arenado at a discount, you're getting Blackman at a tremendous discount. He's only 4,300 versus Darvish tonight, so Blackman very, very much in play. He went 14 points last night. He's averaging 11.3. He's another MVP talent that you just can't completely ignore. $4,300 for Blackman. I have no problem with some Blackman Arenado action tonight. Christian Yelich, 43, is a great price versus Fulte. Not bad at all. You know, Jose Martinez, 4,200 versus Williams for the Cardinals. Not bad. Eddie Rosario at 41, nice little discount. He's had a couple rough games with the price tags dropping. Kennedy, an extreme flyball pitcher. So don't forget about Rosario at 41 just because he's slumping and he might slump longer. Still a great spot, especially in GPPs tonight. Marwin Gonzalez at 41. Ian Happ at 41. Carlos Gomez is an interesting play versus Tanaka. You know, Tanaka does give up the long ball. He's pitching great. When you look at his numbers real quick, he's still giving up 20% home run to fly ball ratio. Carlos Gonzalez does all his damage usually at home. So don't – he's a good GPP play at 41. I'm not running to use him a ton, but interesting GPP. Cole Calhoun at 4K is a very solid play against Nolasco. Always overlooked in that lineup. You got the likes of Bradley Zimmer. No, not really. Like Starling Marte at 39, that's a discount. You're getting K with a Chris Davis. He just hit his 39th home run the other night. He's got 99 RBIs on the year. He's averaging 10.2 his last 10. You're getting him at $3,900 versus McHugh. I know McHugh's good. We mentioned that. Lefties 342, righties 299, almost 300. For GPPs, Davis at 39 is a great one-off if you have to, even. Not even just a stack or a mini stack, just a one-off because that power upside is tremendous. And he's very streaky, so he's hot right now. Take advantage of it. I think McHugh's a great option, but would anybody be surprised the way the A's play, especially at home, if they put up 4, 5, 6 runs on the game, even if it's not against McHugh, against the bullpen, Chris Davis could have a piece of that. That's just a discount that you have to pay attention to. Avisel Garcia loves his lefties. He's $3,800 versus Matt Moore. So you get Moore at 38, Davidson at 33, Abreu at 34, I believe, or 35. That's most likely the 3, 4, 5 guys in that order. You get the middle of the White Sox order for dirt cheap. You can put them in a lineup with Corbin and Scherzer. Just throwing that out there. Dexter Fowler at 38 versus Williams. Good option there. Lefties do hit Williams well, so I don't mind him, especially if he's leading off again or even if he's in the middle of that order. Not a bad spot there. A guy like Max Kepler at 37. He's been playing well. He's been stealing bases of late. Another steal last night. He's averaging 8.4 his last 10. So Kepler having another nice season. He's 37 versus flyball pitching. Kennedy. Just scroll around some more. You got like Schebler at 37. Another nice night last night. Still too cheap. NC Arte, a very good night last night. He's 37. Markakis, 37. Both in play. Guyer versus Miley at 36. Guyer does like his lefties. I'd rather go Grossman at 36 versus Kennedy. I like that a little more. A guy like Denard Span at 36 versus Giolito. He's definitely in play. Has a little GPP contrarianness. Curtis Granderson's down to 36. He's becoming almost... You got to really pay attention to him now. He's slumping, but we know what Granderson can do once he gets going again. Enjoy the cheap price while you can. Remember when he was up close to 5K about a week ago? So Brandyman at 36 versus Marquez and GPPs. I got Delmonico at 35 for the White Sox. Harrison Bader at 35 versus Williams. We like, we prefer the lefties, but we don't care. I mentioned it when the lineups came out yesterday. Philip Irvin, he's a right-handed bat. He used to play in just his lefties, but with Billy Hamilton out for quite some time with his broken, I believe, finger or something, wrist, hand. He's going to get a lot of starts. He led off yesterday, got you 18 points. He likes to run. Doesn't have a ton of pop, but he likes to run, gets on base, scores. Not a bad play for 3,500 against Lugo. Manny Margot is one of those right-handed Padres bats you can look at 35. Cargo went deep last night. He's 35 versus Darvish. Another reason why I like Blackman a lot, Darvish loves to give up the first inning home run, especially the leadoff batters. So pay attention to that. It could be an interesting play. Told you I loved Kemp yesterday at 31. He went deep. He's 3,500 versus Urena. I usually target lefties versus Urena, but Kemp is still a decent if you're stacking play. Not a one-off like yesterday. Yesterday was a great one-off. Better in stacks than one-offs tonight. Steve Pearce, if he's leading off for Toronto, $3,400. Reverse splits of... Farmer, keep him in play there. A guy like Juan Lagares does like his lefties. He's 3,400 versus Amir Garrett. Lagares went deep last night. He's averaging a little less than 7 points his last 10. So 3,400 versus Garrett's not bad at all. You got Jose Perella at 34 versus Corbin. Gerardo Parra, another lefty versus Darvish at 34. I'm not advocating stacking against Darvish. I just don't mind some of these plays. I told you the top two Rockies, but I don't mind a little, Parra, Arenado, Blackman. I don't hate that either. As you slide down some more, I'm not a big Jason Hayward guy. He's 32 versus Nelson if you need to, but like Beltran at 32 versus Cotton is not horrible. Ben Revere at only 32 versus Leek I like a lot. Definitely in play there. Hope some of you got on that cheap Nino bandwagon. He got you 39 points last night when he double-donged. He's 3,200 today, but it's lefty-lefty, so make sure he's in the lineup. Lefties and righties are hitting Garrett a ton. Plus, you'll get a lot of bullpen, so don't be completely scared off by that. Especially if he's in the middle of that order at 3,200. As you go down, a guy like Deaza for the Nationals at 32 could be in play. Odubel Herrera is 31 versus Scherzer. Zobrist 3K, mentioned him earlier. There's going to be a lot of guys I'm not going to mention, obviously, even though I mentioned half the slate, it feels like at times. But like Jacoby Jones is 2,900 versus Stroman. He's swinging it very well. He's a right-handed bat, so be careful, but he's swinging it pretty well of late. Got Luplow at 29 versus Weaver. His tag's almost up to 3K now. Jesus. Ben Gamel at 29 versus Nolasco is a decent value option there. Jabari Blash for the power upside versus Corbin at 29. As we get towards the bottom, it gets difficult. Verdugo, 28. Nick Williams, 28 versus Scherzer. I love how he's at the 28 versus Scherzer, but he's been so cheap the rest of the time. God bless you, DraftKings. Adam Engel at 26 versus Moore could be a nice GPP super value. Matt Caesar, a right-handed bat for the Padres at 26 versus Corbin. What else we got down here? Like Derek Fisher's 25, slumping, but 25 versus Cotton's not horrible. Alex Gordon, 24. I mentioned him yesterday as a bottom baseman guy. He got an RBI knock. He would have paid off. Tony Kemp cracks the lineup. He's 23 for the Astros. Don't forget the Nationals called up Mr. Robles. I did not see him on here, so he might not be in our player pool just yet. Keep that in mind. Let me make sure I didn't miss him as an outfield option. No, he's not on here. Of course, DraftKings dropping the ball on that one. So there's your bats, your pitching recap. Scherzer up top, far and away. Then you got Santana and GPPs, and then Corbin, your next top option, indeed. And then Tanaka GPPs in the middle. Mix and match as you wish. I got a McHugh, Nelson, Giolito, Pomeranz, Weaver, Clevenger. Just depends on your gambling. Try not to go below that, but if you have to, Trevor Williams and Urena are in play. Your BVP tonight, if we are running long, but it's a big 15-game slate, so let's wrap it up. You know, Murphy, 3-for-5 with a double. Andres Blanco versus Scherzer. The Phillies have some little success for Scherzer. I'd like it more if it was in Philly, but Blanco, 6-for-14, a double and a homer. Otabel, 10-for-31 with a double and a triple. Cesar Hernandez, 8-for-32 doubles. You got not big samples there. Mookie Betts, 11-for-29, two doubles, three homers off Chris Archer. Hanley, 7-for-20. Pedroia's gone deep. Some other guys, little like 275 averages, not horrible. Brad Miller, 9-for-8 with a double, two doubles, a triple, and a homer off Palms. Espinoza and Cedic have taken him deep as well. Chisenhall, 2-for-4, the double, triple off Miley. Edwin, 6-for-13, two doubles, two homers off Miley. Guyer and Bruce have taken him deep as well. Matt Kemp, 6-for-9 with a homer off of Urena, like that number. As we slide some more, like Inciarte, 4-for-10 with a double and a triple. Yelich, 7-for-17. Stanton and Ozuna both have homers off Fulte. Yankees, Napoli, 7-for-14, three doubles, two homers off Tanaka. Odor's taking him deep. Matt Holliday's taking Martin Perez deep. Baez, 4-for-11. Rizzo's got a homer off Nelson, but not big average. He's hitting 250 as a team. Eric Thames, 5-for-11 with a double and a homer off Lackey. Santana's got a double and a homer. Bandy, Arcia, and Braun has two homers off Lackey. Eric Hosmer, 10-for-32, two doubles, four homers off Santana. Melky, 16-for-44, three doubles, two homers. Moustakas has a double and two homers. Lorenzo Cain, 6-for-20, two doubles. Gordon's taking him deep twice. Alcides Escobar, that's the guy I was looking for. How did I miss him? I don't know. He is red hot right now. His price tag's been climbing. He's 12-for-24 with a double and a triple off of Santana. Eduardo Escobar, 8-for-19, two homers off Kennedy. Grossman's taking him deep. Kepler's taking him deep. Dozier's taking him deep twice. Jimenez and Mallarich have won. So lots to like there. Carpenter and DeJong have taken Trevor Williams deep in small samples. Regar Blanco, 7-for-13 with a double and a homer off Lyles. Lamb, 5-for-9 with two doubles. Goldie, 9-for-19 with a double and a homer. Pollock, Descalso's taking him deep as well. Lots to like. Drury's 4-for-7. Get your D-backs. Like Perella's 2-for-2. Blash 1-for-4 the homer. Myers 7-for-14, two doubles. Or one double and a homer. Hector Sanchez 7-for-13, two doubles. Solarte 5-for-11 off of Corbin. Simeon 10-for-21, four doubles and a homer off McHugh. Yeah, Cruz 11-for-25, three doubles, four homers off Nolasco. Haniger's taking him deep. Cano 8-for-24, two doubles, three homers. Zunino 5-for-14 with a double and a homer. Beckham, Valencia, Segura, and Alonso all have taken him deep. Upton 7-for-17, double, triple, and a homer off Leak. Andrelton Simmons 7-for-16, two doubles and a homer. Brandon Phillips 4-for-7. Valbuena 7-for-19, two doubles. Tons to like there in those matchups. And that'll do it for your BVP. That'll do it for Quick Hits. Check us out on Twitter at TheSportsDegens, TheSportsDegens.com. I'm on Twitter at BDIntric to help you with your DFS needs. Again, check out everything I talked about at the beginning. Tons. If you just want to go on iTunes, SoundCloud, SD Radio, SD Sports, one of those combos, we'll get you there. The links are on every article for every podcast we do. But tons going on. You got your Saturday Edge College Football, episode 55, Bench with Bubba with Aaron Torres talking college football. Around the Base with Bubba and Mo, you got your NFL DFS preview on the two-point conversion with myself, James, and Bucks. Tons more I did not mention, but tons to look at, listen, enjoy, get you into your weekend. NASCAR coming up. Lots going on, but get ready. Big day of college football tomorrow. Get those previews on. Big week one NFL on Sunday. Good luck with everything. let's get some MLB cash. And as you noticed with last night's slates, a lot less people paying attention when football happens. It's the time to make some money, folks. Let's do it together on MLB DFS Quickets. This was your Friday, September 8th edition. I'll catch you guys later. I'm out.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.